So it looks like the issue around mandatory vaccinations continues to be a big issue of debate. We're hearing news this morning after the revelations of SPC, the big fruit company in Australia, making it mandatory for their workers, that Qantas has followed their lead, and Optus and Airtasker are putting workers on notice that they may follow the lead of those companies to make it, it mandatory. It continues to be a really, you know, hotly debated area. But the news this morning that the New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard will sign a public health order in the next few days and will make coronavirus vaccinations mandatory for all health workers. So, you know, doctors, nurses, health staff, as well as cleaners and administrative staff, all workers in front-facing roles will have to have their first vaccination by the 30th of September and their second vaccination by the 30th of November.
I wonder how you feel about that news. Excuse me. If you would like to give us a call on that, 1300 222 702, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can text on 0467 922 702.
Jared Hayes is the National Secretary of the Health Services Union. Morning, Jared.
Good morning, Robbie.
Okay, we've spoken to you in the past about mandatory vaccinations for aged care workers. How did you receive this news about, well, healthcare workers?
It's a little bit disappointing, to be honest with you. As you know, we fully support vaccination. However, we don't like to see programs set up to fail. And at the moment, in terms of the aged care workforce, there's 68% of people vaccinated there. They've got 28 days left to be fully vaccinated or not in a job. This is the
they need to get their first vaccination by the end of September.
They do, but they can't. We've got 30 people in Wyong alone who couldn't get vaccinated last week. These are people who want to get vaccinated, but they can't. And so when we're talking about supply, whether we're talking about hesitancy, why are we putting ourselves in a position to say, here's the deadline that we know we can't meet? That's my concern with this.
Okay. If you put supply issues aside, though, in principle, are you behind an edict like this? If the supply is made available to those workers, shouldn't they be, if they're working frontline, working in a hospital setting, shouldn't they be asked to be vaccinated, just as they have for, you know, a lot of other kind of diseases, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and many others?
You're absolutely right, Robbie. They should be asked to do it and encouraged to do it, and they will do it. There'll probably be about 5% of people who will be conscientious objectors or anti-vaxxers who won't do it, and that can be dealt with in a particular way. But at the moment, it's bringing people with you. 75% of people in metropolitan New South Wales in health are vaccinated, and as an employee, they've gone through some pretty tough times in the last 18 months to say, now, you've got 6 weeks to do this or else. I just don't think that's the right message to be sending these people who have actually kept us out of harm's way.
So you say they're, you know, asked and encouraged, and I guess you're drawing a line there and saying that's different between being compelled or it being made mandatory. So what is your problem with it, you know, that compulsion?
Well, my problem basically is at the moment the health orders go out. New South Wales Health doesn't even comply with them. People work who can work from home in New South Wales Health, who should be working from home, who New South Wales Health should be subject to a $10,000 fine. That's going on now because they can't comply with their own edicts. That's my concern in relation to this. So also when we see people who are required to be fit tested, who aren't fit tested. We're seeing people in health who are required to be tested but told to come to work because they don't have the redundancy in the system to be able to support the system itself. This is the inconsistency of approach that concerns me in the longer term.
Jared, your members, do they, in all circumstances, many circumstances, have access to leave if they are to go off and get a vaccination?
Most times, and to be fair, New South Wales Health has tried to get people vaccinated in work time, and you know, these are good things. So our biggest concern with all of this is about losing confidence in the system because we set ourselves up to fail in the first
place. You're being a bit of a dog in the manger, though, here, Jared.
No, I'm not, no, because you think about being a paramedic or a cleaner who's got P2 masks on, who now has to put on skin moisturiser because of the welts they're getting from these masks. Mm. It's been going for 18 months. They got a 0.3% pay increase last year. And now the minister, and I'm disappointed, I'll be ringing the minister, that you've got now 6 weeks to do this. We can get this done. But we don't have to tell them you've got 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I can put this to the minister very clearly. We work together. This will be done well and surely in the time frame, but it just won't be done this way.
Is there some sense here that you feel that your members are being maligned for not being vaccinated already? Is that part of it as well?
Absolutely. Look, this is a big picture. Remember last year, Wendy, health workers are being spat at on trains. Health workers have carried 18 months of this this disaster every single day, and now at the end of it, now you do this or else. It's just the wrong message to be sending and the wrong way to deal with the logistics of the matter.
Okay, Jared Hayes is with us this morning, the National Secretary of the Health Services Union, and we did put an invitation in for the Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, to join us this morning, but he said he won't be speaking to any media before the 11 o'clock press conference. You head up a powerful union here in New South Wales. We're hearing that you're not happy about this decision. Does that mean that there's going to be any kind of action on the back of this public health order?
The only action at this point in time is that I will be ringing the Health Minister, and I'll be honest with you, the Health Minister has done a great job under really tough times, but I think he's short-sighted on this. All we need to do is look at the example of the federal government and the mandating they did in aged care, and now they will not meet that. They will not meet that outcome, and this is going to deliver a lack of confidence. What I'm trying to say is, help me help you here, and this is just really short-sighted.
All right, we will leave it there, Gerard, but thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
Jared Hayes, who's the National Secretary of the Health Services Union. I've got to say, on the text line, though,